Welcome to our podcast, Strong Parents, Strong Special Needs Children.
With this podcast, I would like to tell you a bit more about this new project called Strong Parents, Strong Special Needs Children, and to introduce myself, Ilaria, and my colleague Maraike, who are the course trainers of the project.
I'm Ilaria Cantoro. I studied educational sciences and counseling at the University of Milan, where I come from. After my master's degree, I left Italy and I moved first to Germany, then to Australia for a few years, and then back to Germany again. I have more than 10 years' experience as an early childhood teacher in preschools, especially international ones with bilingual or multilingual programs. And then parallel to this main job, I grounded together with the founder and a small team an educational service called Insieme for bilingual families, Italian and German. And there I've kind of used and improved my counseling skills that I developed during my master because we planned, designed and offered courses for parents and children on different educational and pedagogical topics in both languages. And after this kind of startup experience, I decided that I wanted to keep work in the area of parental education, counseling and support. And therefore, I started in January 2022 this challenging and incredibly interesting project with a great potential, which is the courses Strong Parents, Strong Special Needs Children at the Kinderschutzbund.
I also would like to introduce my colleague, Maraike Eisenhut. She has the role of course trainer like me in the team. She is a pedagogist and the mother of two special needs children. After her studies, she worked as a teacher trainer at the University of Siegen. In recent years, she has been teaching for a private school in Munich and has gained a lot of experience regarding the topic of inclusion at school. Since February 2022, she has started to work for this new project, Strong Parents, Strong Special Needs Children, for the Kinderschutzbund together with me. As you could see from her background, inclusion is a very important topic for her, both professionally and privately.
So literally, Kinderschutzbund means the German Child Protection. And it's a nationwide non-profit organization, which is also known as the Lobby for Children. The main goals are child protection, children's rights, and improving the living conditions of children and families. It was grounded in 1953, and it is kind of an umbrella organization for different little organizations in the country. And currently, it represents around 430 local associations. In 1985, Mrs. Honkanen Schobert and Mrs. Jens Rasenthal, I hope I pronounced it correctly, they developed a parental course for the Kinderschutzbund. And the main goals of the course were and still are, after almost 40 years, to minimize and completely avoid the use of psychological and or physical violence in the family through the empowerment of the parents in their role, focus on the positive resources of the children and the parents, and not on the shortfalls, so not on what is missing or what is not working in the family. The use of what it is called in German an anleitende Erziehungsmodell, and we can translate it in English as a guided educational model, as a base for the course, which is an authoritative educational model where the parents feel secure in their role and they can guide their children freely in their development. And then last but not least, to support the network between families and support what we can call like a families help family concept. Okay, so the funny thing was that in 37 years, almost no families with special needs children attended the courses. And this is the starting point of our almost pilot project, because we really want to offer courses specific for families with special needs children. So we strongly believe in a more inclusive society, which starts from children and their family, who have the possibility to participate more in the social life and have also the possibility to broaden the network with other people. Our long-term goal is indeed to offer these courses for everybody without the need to put any label, because we are all different and we are all unique. Okay, Great, you can say nice words, but practically, what should I expect from the course? Do I get a parental license, or do I get all the info and answers that I need in order to be the perfect parent? No. You are a good parent, you are not a perfect one, because those ones live together with the unicorn in the vanilla sky. We actually stay under the real blue sky, we enjoy the sun with our family, and which are the moments when we are happy and satisfied together. What we do during the course is actually to learn what to do when the sky starts to be cloudy and then black, when there is rain and maybe thunderstorms, meaning when we are tired, unhappy, frustrated with our family. What do we do? But we learn how to dance the rain together. But yeah, how does the course work actually? So let's start with the practical description, okay? So you've seen our flyer or our ad somewhere, and you go to our website. You can enroll directly from our website or dropping us an email to eltoncourse@dksb-mook.de. But if you are listening to this podcast, you are already on the right website. So you find all the information here. Okay, so once you have done the enrollment, you come in the first day online or in person. And how does it work? So we have a general structure of the course, which is, first of all, we give you some kind of input or theory, let's call it theory part. And then we let you work in little groups or in couples, and we let you do some practical part or reflections about what we discussed before. Okay, and then at the end of each meeting, we have a closing round. Plus, for the participants who wish to deepen the topic in the following days, we also have a weekly homework, meaning like it's kind of a prompt that you can use for reflecting during the week. Okay, it's not a duty. We are not in school, so no worries. So this is pretty much how it works practically. Okay, but we haven't spoken about the most important thing. What are the topics? What is the content of the courses? And we have 5 topics that we will cover during a 6-week course or a 2 days full-time course, okay? And now I'm gonna list them. The first topic is called values and goals, okay? Here we will talk about raising awareness of your educational values. So what are values and educational goals that I have? What is important for me in education? What kind of education model I am? And what were the educational values of my parents? What kind of educational models were my parents for me? And most importantly, what kind of values I appreciate and I would like to carry on and convey to my children, and what are the values that I prefer to leave. So a practical example. For some parents, it is very important that the children stay at the dinner table all the time until everybody finishes. And for others, the children can leave the table as soon as the children have finished. Both rules are okay, so but quite often behind those rules, there is our experience as children, what our parents told us about this topic. And if, for example, if we hate it to stay at the table all the time until everybody finishes, then very likely we are going to let our children free to leave the table earlier, okay? And it is important to be aware of this and be aware that this comes from our childhood, for example. So we can better defend and reason our rule and our opinion with our partner and with our children. The second topic is called self-knowledge and needs. So this topic is about, yeah, self-knowledge. First of all, we will learn what is a need and what is a wish. How does the pyramid of human needs look like? And this is more like the input or the theoretical part that we give it to you. And then we will move to work on our pyramid. We will work on recognizing what are my needs and my wishes and those of the others. So the needs and the wishes of my children, my partner. And we also learn how to express them. And most important, we will work on the shortage, meaning like what am I missing? What are the needs that I miss the most and that therefore I need to work on them? And this is especially important for parents with special needs children because their needs are even more neglected than in standard families. A practical example is like, for example, the desire of going out with friends. Have a beer with no family members, just me and my friends. What is this? This is my need as a mother or as a father of social belonging. Okay, it has a specific spot on the pyramid, and we will learn to recognize it, express it, so I can satisfy my need and feel happier. Okay, so now we go to the third pillar of our course, which is self-confidence. So the third pillar comes after we raise awareness about values and goals, what kind of role model I am, what kind of needs do I have, my children have, my partner, how to express them, and so on. This is the moment when then I can ask myself, okay, now how can I help and support my child? Okay, in order to support somebody, you need first of all to know what this person needs, recognize his or her needs, but also what are your strengths. So what can you use from yourself in order to support this person? Therefore, it is fundamental to work first on yourself as a parent before supporting your child. And this is also the reason why the first two topics are about yourself as a parent. In this meeting, we will try out few methodologies like active and empathetic listening, the search for possible solutions together, how to give feedback, encouragement, and recognition to your child. So we go more on the, let's say, technical part where we try out different communication techniques. And yes, it's not only about knowing yourself, but also about learning techniques and methodologies for improving communication and conflict management in the family. A practical example here is when your child comes home with a drawing. You've seen hundreds of those drawings. Pretty much they look the same. And he or she is really excited, but you had a tiring day. And to be honest, like you are not really excited about this drawing. So instead of saying like not convinced, oh great, you are so good, we are going to learn how to express your child a proper feedback that also includes your feeling and how you feel like, and a feedback that is also more honest. And then the fourth topic is clear communication. The goal here is to improve the ability to perceive and express thoughts, feelings, and needs. All feelings are allowed, but not all the actions. This is our mantra, pretty much. Here we will learn methods to give constructive criticism, give reason no, and set boundaries. I'll give you an example. Quite often, the parents, especially mothers of children with special needs, feel guilty when they have negative emotions about their child or their situation, their living. So let's break it. It is okay. Every feeling is okay, even the negative one. We are humans and every human feels emotions, and the emotions can be positive and negative. So we will learn to express also the frustrations and the negative feelings. We also learn what to do with those negative feelings. We will learn that it is okay to say, sometimes I wish I have one day completely alone with no responsibilities, no children, no partner, nothing. Or sometimes I wish to do a holiday just with my partner, just like before having children. It's okay. We will learn like to express those feelings as well. Okay. So, and the very last topic would be conflict resolutions. This is normally the favorite topic for all parents because everybody wants to know how to solve conflicts in the family. But in order to solve them effectively and without using any kind of psychological or physical violence, we need to have a clear picture of the conflict. We need to know who is involved, What are the feelings involved? What are the needs and the wishes? We need to learn how to express them. So only if we have a clear picture of the conflict, we can sit down at the table and apply the methodologies and the techniques that we will learn during the course in order to find compromise and solutions for the of the conflicts. A typical example here is, where should we go for holiday? We know holidays can be a difficult topic, especially with special needs children. There are different needs, but also wishes involved. You know, somebody wants to go to the lake or to the sea, somebody else to the mountains. We need to find a barrier-free environment, but also maybe the siblings would like to have some more adventure, or somebody prefer to go by car or by train. And this can lead to a lot of conflict. So this is an example, and we will learn how to find compromise that can make everybody happy. Okay, so this is pretty much what we do and how we do it. For me now, it is very important to underline that one of the main goals here is also for you to create or broaden your network and use the family helps family concept, okay? Where through dialogues and exchange, you can get tips, support, suggestions from other families in the same situation as yours. For this reason, for all the parents that attended the courses, we also organize a Stammtisch online, which is a regular meeting with no fixed topic, because it is not a course, it's just like a regular meeting that we started last summer. And the parents can send us an issue that they want to discuss or a topic, and we are happy to invite also extra guests that can explain some topics, such as, for example, inclusive schools or inclusive sports activities and stuff like this. And you can keep the contact also with other families, and we remain as a support point for you. So I really hope that you like this podcast. I try to put a lot of practical example and information so you could better understand what we are going to do during our courses. But of course, like, if you have any questions, you can always drop an email to elternkurs@dksb-muck.de in English or in German or even in Italian if you want. And I hope to meet you soon in one of our courses, online or in person. And I wish you a nice day for today. Goodbye.